Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Australia have made changes to their limited overs squad ahead of a series of matches against England and Scotland, including call-up Fawad Ahmed, Varun Finch and Sean Marsh. Following a disappointing Champions Trophy campaign which culminated in Mickey Arthur's reign as head coach coming to an end, changes were expected. Missing from the squad that lost to England, suffered a washout against New Zealand and then beat Sri Lanka are Xavier Doherty and Mitchell Marsh. Leg spinner Ahmed played for Australia A in England earlier this summer and was then awarded Australian citizenship in July, going on to also play in South Africa. Also added to the squad, which is expected to be trimmed to 15 players ahead of the start of the limited overs programme, are fast bowler Josh Hazlewood and batsman Steve Smith. And to take you through the squad in full, Michael Clarke, the One Day International captain, George Bailey, who will act as Clarke's vice-captain in the One Day Internationals, as well as captain the 2020 side, Fawad Ahmed, Nathan Coulter-Nile, James Faulkner, Aaron Finch, Josh Hazlewood, Phil Hughes, Mitchell Johnson, Sean Marsh, Glenn Maxwell, Clint Mackay, Steve Smith, Mitchell Stark, Adam Voges, Matthew Wade, David Warner and Shane Watson. Two more cricketers have revealed that they are among the nine who have been accused of engaging in corrupt activity by the ICC's Anti-Corruption and Security Unit during this year's Bangladesh Premier League. The ICC declined to name the nine men involved during a press conference earlier this week, but left-arm spinner Mushrif Hossain and seam bowler Mahbubul Alam have both admitted their involvement, according to reports. That follows yesterday's disclosure by Kent all-rounder Darren Stevens that he'd been accused of failing to report a corrupt approach. Former Bangladesh captain Mohammad Ashraful had already admitted his involvement in spot-fixing. England women have added Natalie Skiver to their squad for the forthcoming three-match one-day international series against Australia, which forms part of the Women's Ashes. Skiver replaces Georgia Elwes in the 14-strong squad, as Elwes has not yet fully recovered from a stress reaction in her back. The first of three matches is at Lord's on the 20th of August. The two teams will then move to Hove for the final two games on the 25th and 27th of August. And then three 2020 internationals will complete the Ashes contest. The two sides have 2 points apiece after yesterday's test match was drawn.